T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
Dr. Seuss Enterprises has announced that 6 Dr. Seuss books are being pulled from print because they contain racist and insensitive imagery, among them If I Ran the Zoo.
"It's a pretty good zoo," said young Gerald McGrew. "And the fellow who runs it seems proud of it, too. But if I ran the zoo," said young Gerald McGrew, "I'd make a few changes. That's just what I do."
In a statement, the company said ceasing sales of these books is only part of their commitment and broader plan to ensure the Dr. Seuss Enterprises catalog represents and supports all communities and families. The other books affected are And to Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street, McElligot's Pool, On Beyond Zebra, Scrambled Egg Supper, and The Cat's Quizzer. Meantime, speaking to the New York Post, one of Seuss's stepdaughters insisted the author was not a racist and says she hopes the books will be back in publication. The calls for Governor Cuomo to resign grow louder after a third woman accused him of misconduct. Correspondent Jerrica Duncan tells us while the first two cases allegedly happened in the workplace, this new one involved a social setting, a wedding reception in 2019.
He has not responded to the new allegation, but in a previous statement, the three-term governor said that he never inappropriately propositioned anyone, but rather his comments were attempts at being playful and apologized to anyone who misinterpreted his actions. On Twitter, the two other accusers added their support for Ruck. Lindsay Boylan saying she feels nauseous thinking about Anna's experience, and Charlotte Bennett saying his inappropriate and aggressive behavior cannot be justified or normalized.
Anna Ruck told the New York Times that she had just met the governor when he put his hand on her bare lower back. When she removed his hand, she says he, quote, seemed aggressive, placed both hands on her cheeks, and asked if he could kiss her. A photo published in the paper appears to have captured that moment, after which Ruck says she turned her head away. Among those now calling for the governor to resign, Democratic Congresswoman Kathleen Rice and City Councilman Antonio Reynoso. Making the same demand, the Working Families Party, which issued a statement saying, quote, Andrew Cuomo's reign of fear, harassment, and intimidation cannot continue. Today, a rally calling for him to step down is planned for 5 p.m. outside Cuomo's Manhattan office. State Attorney General Tish James is now beginning her probe and will be in charge of hiring a team of outside investigators who could subpoena the governor to testify under oath. The final report, however, will likely take months. This comes as the governor is also facing a federal probe over nursing home COVID deaths in New York State. He's hired attorney Elkin Abramowitz to represent his administration. Two drug makers teaming up to crank out more COVID vaccine. Here's correspondent Karen Travers.
The White House today applauded the partnership between Merck and Johnson & Johnson, the two American pharmaceutical giants working together to produce the J&J single-shot COVID-19 vaccine. Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
These obviously are two companies that have historically been competitors, so the fact that they are coming together speaks to the ability of this administration broadly to bring them to the table.
Psaki said the federal government is facilitating the Merck and J&J partnership by invoking the Defense Production Act to help equip two Merck facilities to be ready to safely manufacture the vaccine.
The Johnson & Johnson vaccine is not only just one dose. It can also be stored in a regular refrigerator, unlike the Pfizer and Moderna ones, which require super cold storage. Mayor de Blasio announced today that a new vaccination site will be opening in Co-op City on Thursday.
The hospitals in the Bronx were amongst the hardest hit in the entire city. Communities felt deep, deep losses from the coronavirus in the Bronx. The Bronx is too often overlooked. We can't let that happen.
The new location is at 131 Dreiser Loop. It'll be open Thursdays through Tuesdays from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Coming up tonight, ABC to air the first of a new six-part series dedicated to Black life in America. Alex Prescia takes a look.
ABC Nightline anchor Byron Pitts is one of the program's contributors.
The rundowns to me feel like the Saturday barbershop conversation. The conversations that go on in Black barbershops and Black beauty salons every single weekend.
Discussions about church, politics, sports, a look at some of TikTok's most influential Black content creators, and the legacy of slavery, a family able to trace its roots from the plantation through emancipation, and sensitive topics including reparations.
A Soul of a Nation airs at 10 p.m.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.